Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, you know, I just got to say that America is starting to open up again. You know, we've got different communities starting to open their doors. We have different businesses that are allowed to go back to work. We have states that are, you know, for the most part, almost completely back open. Now, we still have some states that are stuck on stupid, don't get me wrong. And, you know, there's some problems going on out there, you know, between government and our freedoms as Americans. And that stuff's going to eventually get sorted out, you know. And the stuff that I've been seeing in the news is, well, I think it's healthy. I do think it's healthy for America because it reminds us that we have certain civil liberties that are kind of being trampled on right now by the government in certain areas, not all areas. In some areas, the government gets it. You know, they're like, okay, this monstrous thing is kind of flattened out, and let's get back to the business of society. But, you know, some other states, like I said, they're stinking thinking. They think they need to keep everybody closed and, you know, people out of work and, you know, violate civil liberties over the, you know, the fact that government is working on keeping people safe. Now, the show today is not about me ranting about the government, okay? The government is what the government is. Can't change the government. You know, I could go out and I could petition. I could go out and I could attend a rally. Well, of course, by social distancing and wearing my face mask. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is this. I had a lot of time on my hands. Yeah, I've had a lot of time on my hands. You know, through this whole coronavirus thing, we've all been locked down. We've all been shut in. And I'll tell you what, I've taken the opportunity to sharpen my tool bag, so to speak. So I pull all my tools out and I sharpen them up. So a lot of you are thinking, well, why is he sharpening his hammer? What's the point of that? No, my tool bag is a little bit different than what you're thinking. See, my tool bag is all the things that I have regarding real estate investing. It's all the concepts. It's all the knowledge. It's all the people. It's all my vendors. It's everything. It's everything that I collectively put together to allow me to successfully invest in residential income producing real estate. Whether it's single family, whether it's multifamily, doesn't matter. I'm doing it, and I'm doing it successfully. And while I've been sitting at home, I've had a little extra time on my hands. I mean, I mentioned that already. So let me tell you what I've been doing. I started watching this TV show. It's called Homestead Rescue. Have you guys seen that? It's all about this family that goes out into the different parts of our country to help people that have decided that they want to live off the grid. Yeah, meaning they've unplugged from society. They've decided to move to a part of the country that doesn't have basic services, you know, doesn't have power, doesn't have water, doesn't have sewer systems, doesn't have natural gas, doesn't have, you know, trash collection, doesn't have the services that most of us rely upon because we live in municipalities where those services are provided to us. Granted, they're provided for at a cost, but you know, I don't have to worry about going down to the well and hauling water up to my house. I don't have to worry about, you know, going out and making sure the snow is shoveled off my solar panels so that I could have electricity in my property, if I even had solar panels. You know, a lot of these people that I've been watching on the show, you know, they've gotten themselves into a situation which is it's not tenable. It's actually a bad situation. You know, I was just watching this one episode before the show, and it's about a husband and wife that decided, you know, after so many years of corporate America, after so many years of, you know, doing the right thing. And the guy says, he says it in the show, he says, I've done the right thing. And you know, he basically sold his house in Pennsylvania, moved to Colorado, and decided that he was going to build a property out in the middle of nowhere. I think he's like 10 miles away from the nearest town, which is 10 miles away from the nearest supplies. Now, that's not terribly far, but the property he's on, it's loaded with predators. He's got a solar system on it, which isn't properly set up or aligned. He's got a creek that goes through the property, but it's attracting wildlife, and along the lines of that, it's attracting bears and mountain lions, you know, stuff that you and I don't want to mess with. And at the end of the day, what it is, it's people that are going at it alone. They are venturing out to try and accomplish something that is completely different than what they have tried to accomplish previously. And they're having difficulty. They're having trouble. And this family, the Rainey family, they kind of swoop in and they kind of assess the situation and they kind of look at what the family's doing. They make suggestions. They basically get to work helping these people on this homestead get the things up and running that they absolutely need to have running. For instance, if they don't have access to water, they try and drill a well and hope they don't get a dry hole. If they don't have access to electricity, then they look at solutions for that. Maybe it's a generator. Maybe it's solar panels. Maybe it's something else. And basically, they look at the living conditions that these people are living in, and they're in pretty bad shape. I mean, and what it boils down to is this: these people went forward into an activity that they were ill prepared for. That's right. They're ill prepared for. They went in and they basically set themselves up for failure. Now, some of you are saying, all right, I'll get to the point. What's this got to do with real estate investing? Everything. Absolutely everything. Because there are people out there that go after real estate investing without having proper knowledge, without having proper education. You see, they get this whim. They decide that, you know what? I'm going to get out of the rat race. I read a book or two, told me I need to invest in real estate. That's the way I get out of the rat race. And so that's what I'm doing. But the problem with it is this. Many of the people that attempt real estate investing, very much like the people that attempt these homesteads, they're not prepared. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this Homestead Rescue Show and, more importantly, how you can be prepared for investing success.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Well, you caught me daydreaming. See, I was thinking about all the different episodes that I've seen of this show called Homestead Rescue. And, you know, the common theme is this. There are people that are trying to accomplish something. They are trying to change their way of life. They're trying to move away from where they currently are. Well, actually, holy smokes, it's in the past, Al. So they're moving away from what they did into a new venture, okay? And this new venture is basically living off the grid. It's trying to survive without, you know, power lines, without water lines, without gas lines, without sewer lines, without, well, you know where I'm going, without trash and recycling services, without, you know, all the things that you and I take for granted on a daily basis. So whatever triggers in their mind, maybe it's, you know, the fact that they're tired of living, you know, like a cockroach in a city, or they're tired of, you know, living in a small house and working for the man, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. You know, their exit strategy is this. They want to get away from it. They want to go to a place that's beautiful, or at least beautiful in their mind's eye, that's away from the hustle and bustle of the city, that's away from other people, because they want the serenity. They want that peaceful lifestyle. They want that real homestead, you know, just like many of our founding fathers wanted in this country. You know, this country was built on people going forward and building homesteads and advancing the American dream. I mean, all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast, we have done that. We've done it up in Alaska. We're doing it over in Hawaii. Heck, we've got territories we're doing it in. So at the end of the day, it's not lost upon me the desire for people to change where they're at. So with real estate investing, it gives you an opportunity to change where you're at. It gives you the opportunity to make a modification to your life, and a modification that is important to helping you retire, to getting you to a place of retirement, as opposed to doing the things that society has you doing. See, society's got you going to work, working for the man or working for the woman or working for the entity, whatever it is, and logging 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, day in, day out, 6 days a week, maybe 7 days a week. Heck, if you're self-employed, it is 7 days a week. It is 80 hours a week, because at the end of the day, if you're not there to do the business doesn't get done. And even though you have employees, you all know that nobody does it as well as you do. So how do you break the cycle? How do you get away from it? Well, I'll tell you, in the Homestead Rescue Show, the way they break the cycle of where they're at is they bring in experts. They bring in this family called the Raineys. And basically what they do is they look at, you know, where you're currently at. They advise you on what you need to do in a limited period of time that they're going to be there to assist you. And they work to get your homestead up and running so that it becomes self-sufficient. We did the same thing with real estate investing at Lifestyles Unlimited. We do. Now, we don't work with homesteads and things like that. Don't get me wrong. But what we do is this. We help people change their paradigm. We help them with real estate investing, whether they've done zero real estate investing or they've done some or a lot of real estate investing. We help them change their current situation. Well, let's pick on me. Okay, let me see if I can articulate it a little bit better using me as the example. So back in the Flintstone days, we're going back a few years here. I want to say all the way back to, the 1990s, okay? I started reading some books, okay? And these books helped me to understand that there was a better opportunity out there for me than what I was doing. See, what I was doing was I was in the military, and I was focused on earning that retirement, you know, that retirement gig that everybody says, oh, wow, you do 20 years in the military, you get a retirement, you're golden for life. What they don't tell you is this. When you get that retirement, it actually pays you about a third of what you were making when you were on active duty. So what I want you to do right now is, you know, sit back and think, how much money do I make in a year? Go ahead, put that number in your mind. Now, multiply it by one third. So what I'm getting at is this. If you make $100,000 a year in income, your pension would pay you about $33,000, $34,000 a year. Now, I'll tell you, there are some people in the military that get slightly better pensions than I got. Maybe they're actually up in the neighborhood of, 40% of what they were making on active duty. The point is this. The system is flawed. It was flawed for me. It's flawed for you, and it's just plain flawed. So I finally, in my mind, decided that, you know, I wanted to make more money. I wanted, even though I knew I had a pension that, you know, well, was potentially in my future, I didn't know I was going to get the pension. I mean, the military, I mean, I could have been killed in action. I could have injured myself and be deemed not fit for military service and separated that way, there's no guarantee that you're going to get 20 years of active duty service time in the military. I mean, you could be boarded out of the military. They could decide that they just don't need you anymore. I saw that happen to people. They didn't get that pension, and they were in a world of hurt. So, you know, I had a good friend. He got to his 12th year of service. Okay. And here, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but bear with me here. So the guy starts his military career, and in the military, we have a certain, what we call a stop. Okay. In other words, you get to a certain period of time of service and you've got to make a decision. And that decision usually comes between the 8th and 10th year of service. And that's the decision as to whether you stay in and you continue to serve in the military, or you decide that you're going to leave the military and you're going to pursue some other form of livelihood. Okay. Now, my good buddy, I won't give you his name, because I know he listens to the show. He knows I'm talking about him. But here's the point. He got to his 10-year mark, and he, like me, decided that he was going to stay in for the long haul. He got about two more years into service, and he went over to a little garden spot in the, you know, over across the pond called Afghanistan, and he got injured. He got injured very, very badly. And he came home. He didn't come home with all the parts that he went there with. Let's just put it that way. Okay. So, you know, he went through a very difficult rehabilitation. And at the end of that rehabilitation, the military boarded him for continued service and they deemed him medically disqualified. Now, he gets a form of a pension based on the fact that he's medically disqualified, but he doesn't get as much money as if he had served for 20 years. More importantly, the things that he thought were going to happen didn't happen, and he was in a world of hurt. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about why you should be investing in real estate and the things that it's going to do for you that's going to protect you in the event that the unknown happens. We'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, it's Al Gordon again. I've got a riddle for you. What do living off the grid and real estate investing have in common? Yeah, that's right. That's right. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to get crushed. Absolutely. You know, I've been talking about on today's episode a show that I started watching, and I'm doing this little kind of binge watching thing. I try not to binge too much because I find it sucks up a lot of my time and I can't do, you know, some of the other things I want to get accomplished. But, you know, in this lockdown that we've had, I've had extra time on my hands because I'm not going out into the community. I'm not doing the things that I would normally do. So I spend a good portion of my time around the household. Now, things are starting to open up where I'm at, but, you know, there's still a requirement to wear a mask, which, you know, to me is kind of stinking thinking, because at the end of the day, if the virus is there, the virus is there. But what I'm finding is, You know, I've gone out to the supermarkets during the quarantine. I've gone and done the daily business that I had to do, you know, my limited exposure. And, you know, where I live, there's, oh, I don't know. Let's see how many people we have in our city. I live in a small town that's next to a major city. So we get all the sports services we need for sure. But I think our total town is right around the neighborhood of, oh, I want to say 7,000 people. And we've had four cases of COVID, zero deaths. And of the four, one is completely recovered. The other three, I'm not sure what's going on. So my thought is this. The threat is not that great. So, you know, I'm in my world, I would like to see America open up a little bit more because we need to get back to doing the business that we do. We need to get this country back in order. We need to get back with a raging economy and do the things that we need to do as Americans to enjoy our freedoms and our liberties. But I'm talking about the show Homestead Rescue and the fact that it's really captivated me. You know, this is a family that goes out and they assist people that are having difficulty trying to operate their homestead. Here, let me just read you a little excerpt about what the show is about, and that'll give you maybe, for those of you that have never heard of the show, or you know, you're wondering why does it keep going on about this. Let me tell you this, and that would probably clear up some of the confusion. According to Discovery.com, they say that in the last decade, 2 million Americans have attempted to leave behind civilization in favor of life off the grid, but most have failed. For the thousands of families who decide to become homesteaders, the learning curve is a steep one. On Homestead Rescue, struggling homesteaders across the country are turning expert homesteader Marty Rainey, along with his daughter Misty Rainey, a farmer, and son Matt Rainey, a hunter and fisherman, to teach them the necessary skills to survive the wilderness. The stakes are high, but the Rainey family is determined to prepare these families for nature's worst and set them up for success. Each family faces the ultimate decision. Will they tough out their first year or pack up and return to civilization? Yeah, pretty cool stuff. You know, when you start watching it, you start feeling good about, you know, people helping other people. And what you realize is the people helping out have a huge, huge wealth of experience. See, these people, the Raineys, they basically grew up in Alaska, you know, off the grid, where, you know, it's pretty rugged. It snows like 8 to 10 months out of the year, depending on where you're at up there. And I think in some places the snow just doesn't go away. I think you get closer to the Arctic Circle. I think that's the way it is. Never been there next to the Arctic Circle, so don't take my word for it. But the key thing is this, and here's where I draw the comparison to real estate investing. These folks that go out and help are like mentors and operations consultants. See, they've got a deep, deep experience base. They have been there. They have done that. They've seen it. They have seen it work. They've seen it fail. They know how to advise you. And that's what they do. On this show, you basically have a group of mentors and operations consultants called the Rainey family going to a homestead and assisting that family with everything they need assistance on. It's no different in Lifestyles Unlimited. See, what we do is we provide you a world-class education in real estate investing. I mean, we're going to teach you stuff that you're going to scratch your head and you're going to say, why was this not included in my curriculum when I went to college? Because I don't know. I don't know why. And I'll tell you, I'm one of those guys that scratched my head and said, why? I mean, that was what I was looking for. I was looking for an education to show me the practical way to do things with real estate investing. Show me the right way. Show me the map to success. And I found it with Lifestyles Unlimited. So I'll tell you what, let me try this. I want to try something kind of cutesy on the show because, well, what the heck? It's in the third segment, so it's time for something cutesy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back over Discovery's statement about Homestead Rescue, and I'm going to try and rephrase it to address real estate investing. Let's see how well I do here. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I didn't write this thing out. This thing is totally cold. I just got the idea like a second ago. So I'm going to try it, and we'll see how it works out. In the last decade, or I should say, let's do this right. In the last three decades, millions of Americans have attempted to invest in real estate in favor of life that is focused on retirement and the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it, but most have failed. For the thousands of families who decide to become real estate investors, the learning curve is a steep one. At Lifestyles Unlimited, struggling investors across the country are turning to expert mentor and CEO Del Walmsley, along with his group of mentors and his outstanding operations consultants, to teach them the necessary skills to survive in the real estate investing game. The stakes are high, but Del Walmsley is determined to prepare those families for the worst case scenario and set them up for success. Each family faces the ultimate decision. Will they tough out their first year or pack up and return to civilization? How'd I do? Well, hopefully I made a point to you, because that's what we're all about. If you try and do this real estate thing on your own, if you think you can, you know, read a couple of books, or you can watch a couple of YouTube shows, or you can, you know, go to some website and read a bunch of information about real estate investing, you're going to get a hodgepodge of information, and that information may not be organized correctly, and that information may not be absolutely correct. I'll tell you, on one of the episodes I saw of Homestead Rescue, the family that went out to live in their own homestead, you know where they got the information from? YouTube. Yeah, they watched a couple of YouTube videos and, you know, figured they knew what they were doing. They got themselves out in the wilderness and they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't have a clue. They had not figured out how to live off the grid, although where they were living was technically off the grid. See, they still had a supply chain back to the local town. They were driving into town every day to buy food, to buy water, to buy the things that they needed for their homestead, and then they drive it all back out to their homestead. The problem was this: it cost way more money to do that than what they had budgeted for. So they were quickly running out of money. So the Rainies came in, essentially the mentors and the operations consultants came in, and they showed them how to build chicken coops. They showed them how to, you know, build a greenhouse. They showed them how to protect themselves from predators. They showed them everything that they needed to know in a very rigorous and concise format. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We teach you what you need to know. We eliminate all the chaff and all the chatter. You learn what you need to know to be a successful investor. We'll be back right after this.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I was just on Amazon because I had to order some books, and I'll just come clean with you guys. I needed some books. These are books that I keep in my library. They're important to me. They're part of my framework for, you know, how I got to where I'm at now as a real estate investor. And what I noticed was this. My son came by yesterday and he says, "Hey Dad, let me borrow this book." And I went to my bookcase and I went, "Oh, I don't have it." And he goes, "Well, what happened to it?" And I said, "Well, I think I lent it to somebody and I didn't get it back." So what I found was that there's like a handful of books that I think are essential for you to read as a real estate investor. Whether you are, you know, considering becoming a real estate investor, whether you are already a real estate investor, whether you're a successful or not successful real estate investor, I don't care what place you're coming from, I think these books are very worthwhile reading. And I'll tell you what, I'll just go down the list of them real quick, because I know that there are those of you out there listening to the show that are determined to go at it alone. You're like these people on Homestead Rescue. You're going to get out there. You're going to get your 8 acres of land. You're going to build some kind of little shanty on it. You're going to pretend like you're living off the grid when you're not doing anything close to it because you don't know what you're doing. But I will tell you that these books that I'm going to recommend to you will be beneficial in helping you. Now, the reason I like these books and not the tens of thousands of other books out there that, you know, you could read is because they get you focused. They get your mind trained to be where it needs to be. So you ready for the list? Okay. Richest Man in Babylon. That's actually the book that my son came down to borrow because he hadn't read it in a while. And to be honest with you, I hadn't read it in a while either. And I realized that I had loaned it to one of my neighbors and I didn't get it back, but that's okay. I consider that a gift. If giving them helps, that book helps them to get focused, then I'm totally cool with that. So, when you look at what I ordered 4 or 5 books because I had loaned them out to different people. Didn't get them back, didn't care if I got them back, that kind of thing. And at the end of the day, I think I spent $30. Yeah, $30. So it's a very inexpensive education. The next one you want to read is called Think and Grow Rich. Very, very powerful book. It will help to focus your mind, along with 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I think those three books themselves will help to train your mind to get it to where it needs to be so that you can become a successful real estate investor. Now, are these books going to teach you how to invest properly in real estate? No, they're not. No, they're conceptual. They're not practical. They're not a how-to type of, well, they are how-to, but not for real estate investing. So very, very important distinction there. Now, a couple other books that I think are important, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Excellent read, followed by The Cash Flow Quadrant. Both very good books written by Robert Kiyosaki. Again, they will help to shape your mind and get it focused on where it needs to be, but they are not how-to for real estate investing. And one that, two others that I think are very, very, very good. One is called The E-Myth Revisited, which talks a little bit about, you know, why small businesses don't work and what to do about it. That book I actually have. I'm holding it right here in my hand because I think it's the only book that I didn't lend out. Mm-hmm. And the other one is called The Compound Effect, which is also a very, very good book. What I'm getting at is this. You've got to do the things that you need to do to start preparing yourself to become a real estate investor. You just don't wake up one day and willy-nilly go watch a YouTube video and go, I'm going to be a real estate investor, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to be like lambs to the wolves. You're just going to get slaughtered. And there's no other way for me to describe it. I mean, that's the way it is. Real estate can be very risky. It's very risky when you don't know what you're doing. You need a proper education. Now, for those of you that want to go at it alone, all right, I get that. I'm stubborn too. I get it. Besides reading those books, what do you need to do? You need to do some research. You need to do some research on some websites that, you know, might give you some good information. Now, there's one out there that I look at from time to time because it's got some good information on it. It's got some bad information, too. And the reason I know the difference is because I've been properly educated. I can spot the bad information. But it's the Bigger Pockets website. Go to BiggerPockets.com. There's a lot of great information there. It will help you to educate yourself. But keep in mind, you're not going through a disciplined education program by doing that. It's kind of like saying, well, I'm going to be a homeschooler, and I'm just going to study what I want to study without studying the things that you really need to study so that you can educate and train your mind. See, that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We separate the bad information from the good information. We get rid of the bad information and we focus on the good information. And then we organize it logically so that it makes sense. See, it takes us 16 hours to teach you how to be a successful real estate investor. And it doesn't matter what your experience level is. I don't care if you've got 100 houses. I don't care if you've got one house. I don't care if you don't even have a house. This educational program will open your eyes and will make a complete difference in what you are doing with real estate investing. Now, for those of you that don't have real estate, you know what? The 16-hour course is probably the best thing in the world for you. And the reason is this. It's going to tell you everything you need to know, and you don't have to go out and get bad habits by doing things incorrectly when you take this course. Because we're going to show you the right way to acquire real estate. We're going to show you the right way to remediate real estate. We're going to show you the right way to find tenants. We're going to show you the right way to operate those properties. We're going to show you the right way to analyze the properties. Yeah, we're going to show you everything. And it's all in a logical progression. Kind of like when you went to college, for those of you that went to college. And for those of you that didn't go to college, high school works too. The key thing is you're working towards a degree or you're working towards a diploma. So there are matriculated paths that you have to follow in order to obtain the certification of a degree or a diploma. High school does that. College does that. And it's designed to educate your mind to get you to a certain point in time. What they don't do is this. They don't teach you the stuff that we teach in the 16-hour financial freedom workshop. They don't. Because I know this because, look, I've been to high school, graduated. Been to college, graduated. Been to graduate school, graduated. Been to military service colleges, graduated those too. I've got a bunch of diplomas. I've got a pretty robust education. But I'll tell you what, the education that I received at Lifestyles Unlimited, man, why wasn't that information included in my degree programs? That's the question I have. And I'll be very clear with you. My college degrees are in business. Business of all things. You would think that business degrees would have some practical information on how to get yourself retired in 5 years or less and how to properly invest in real estate assets as opposed to all the what I consider the junkier assets that are out there. They don't do it. It's not there. It doesn't exist. So if you're going to go at it alone, be very careful because you may not have people like the Rainies swooping in to fix all of your misdeeds and mistakes. You may not have it. Well, let me take that back. You will have it if you become a member of our organization. If you join Lifestyles Unlimited and you become a member, you're going to get all that. It's going to come to you. You're going to get opportunities to expand and grow and to get yourself financially educated the way you should be so that you can indeed get yourself retired in 5 years or less. I'll tell you, that's not a pipe dream, folks. That's real. That's real. I see it every day. I did it myself in 2 years. I'll tell you what, prior to that 2 years, I didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I was going to be working until I was like 70 years of age. Yeah, scary thought. And that was after having retired from the military. See, I retired from the military and I thought I was done. I thought I was retired. You know, I was physically retired. I wasn't financially retired. I had to go back to work. And I'll tell you what, that was tough. That was really tough. I won't get into all the things I had to go through just to find a job. But it was tough. And then the gross reality that I was going to have to work until the age of 70 or longer didn't sit well with me. And then I heard about Lifestyles Unlimited, and I came and checked it out. And I'll tell you what, I was a skeptic. I was a huge skeptic. But the information I received was valuable. And I decided, you know what? It's worth joining this organization to get more of that information. And that's what I did. And I'll tell you, for those of you out there that are trying to figure out how to do this, the easiest way to do this is to come check out one of our free workshops. And to find a free workshop, all you need to do is this. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself scheduled and get your journey beginning. Because remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.